For Jean Trinkle, and we have to get the news out of the way, and then we're going to start our Hot and Hunted In shows. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
As we wind down the hours before President Trump will meet in Singapore with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the goal of the summit remains the same.
As the President said on Saturday, this is truly a mission of peace.
The FCC's repeal of net neutrality rules, which had required internet service providers to offer equal access to all web content, took effect today. One of the big concerns regarding this repeal was what would happen to folks in rural areas. Well, Ajit Pai join Fox News to talk about that issue.
This is our number one issue, closing the digital divide. I come from rural Kansas, a part of the state that is too often on the wrong side of that divide. We're improving more satellite companies and wireless companies to innovate and invest. We're getting some of the fixed broadband companies to invest more in rural areas in particular. I'm really excited about the future. It's obviously not where we want it right now, but in the time to come, we're going to see better internet access for people, especially in rural areas.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The U.S. Supreme Court rules in a case regarding voter registration. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The High Court says states can purge inactive voters from the rolls. The ruling comes in an Ohio case involving the removal of people from voter rolls after they didn't cast ballots in elections for 2 years and for not returning warning notices about it. The High Court's conservative majority prevailing in the 5-4 ruling, Ohio has purged thousands of people from its voting rolls in recent years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tyson's Food has recalled just over 3,100 pounds of frozen chicken after the company discovered it may have been contaminated by pieces of blue and clear soft plastic. The recall applies to 12-pound boxes featuring 3-pound bags of uncooked, breaded, original chicken tenderloins. The chicken was sold at restaurants across the country. And a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up just over 50 points on the day. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Kia Motors plans to recall over 500,000 cars to fix an airbag flaw. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us which vehicles.
The recall includes 2010 to 2013 Kia Forte and Forte Coupe sedans, also 2011 through 2013 Kia Optima sedans, and 2011 and 2012 Kia Optima hybrid sedans and Sedona minivans. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released a statement. In the event of a crash, the airbag control unit may short-circuit, preventing the frontal airbags and seatbelt pretensioners from deploying. Kia said that it's still working on a remedy, with the recall set to begin on July 27th.
Today, IHOP announced it would be changing its name to IHOB, with the B for burgers. The change is not permanent, though, according to a company spokesman. Darren Rebels is the president of IHOP. He joined Fox and Friends to talk about if they're still, in fact, going to have pancakes.
We're always going to have pancakes on the menu.
Okay.
We're always going to be IHOP. America loves burgers, and America loves IHOP, and we thought this was a fantastic combination to bring America's burgers to an iconic brand like IHOP.
Rebels was also asked about the international and international house of pancakes.
Well, we have restaurants in a lot of countries around the world. We have almost 1,700 restaurants in the U.S. and about another 100 or so internationally, but we're growing like crazy right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And that was our news. And now we are live in the Flemington studio here, ready to talk about some exciting summer activities. As always, we start out with our quote of the day. And today's quote is around summer, because that's our topic, a summer activity we're going to be talking about this hour. And here is our quote of the day. It is from Yoko Ono, and it says, "Spring passes, and one remembers one's innocence. Summer passes, and one remembers one's exuberance. Autumn passes, and one remembers one's reverence. Winter passes, and one remembers one's perseverance." So I was driving around the central part of our beautiful state today, and I saw all of the beautiful green trees. And despite yesterday's weather and the weather that has been less than summer-like as we get ready for the longest day of the year, I'm happy to say with all of the green that is around us, we may finally be getting into summer. And I know that it goes way too quickly, so we want to try to enjoy it. And we do have a great way for you to enjoy and kick off summer. And we're going to get right to that right after we do our weather. Stay with us.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutterton Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And we're back now to hear about the weather. Well, I can tell you right now in Flemington, it is 71 degrees. It's beautiful out. It's a perfect day, a little breezy, but the sun is out after the wet day we had yesterday. What a Sunday. I just could not get past all of the rain and the cool weather. We may have some thunderstorms today, but I don't think it's going to really amount to anything. There's some wicked national weather, but I think we're going to be nice and quiet. And the rest of the week, it's looking okay. We have some patchy fog tomorrow morning when we wake up. That'll burn off, and we'll have a high of 74, so a little bit warmer than today, but very nice temperatures. Tuesday night, we have some showers and a low of 57. Wednesday would be a nice day to not go to the beach because we have showers and thunderstorms. We are getting close to getting up to the 80 degree temperature on Wednesday with a high of 79. Wednesday night, 62, not too bad. Okay, Thursday is our declared beach day. It's sunny and a high of 82. There is no rain in the forecast on Thursday. And Friday could be a beach day as well, a high of 78. So I'm going to look at my calendar Thursday and Friday and see if I can clear some time to go to the beach, because I have not been to the beach yet this month, and that is just a very, very sad state of affairs. We'll be right back with our special guest.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And that was the voice of Chris Phelan, who is the executive director of the Hunterdon County Chamber. And if I had to do a voiceover, I would completely use him. He has such a great radio voice. Now, for another great radio voice, I'm going to make my guest's microphone live, just so you know. So here you should be live in the studio now. If you could introduce yourself.
Hi, it's Laura Vitale from Immaculate Conception Church over in Annandale, New Jersey.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today, Laura, in the studio. I was so excited when you said that your schedule would allow you to be a guest here in the studio, because you are going to be talking about one of my favorite summer activities in Hunterdon County.
It's good to be back with you, Georgine. I'm here to talk to you about the Immaculate Conception 17th Annual Parish Festival.
Now, we should say that this Parish Festival is a fundraiser to support the Immaculate Conception Parish?
Yes, it is. It is. And it enables us to sustain many of the outreach programs that we do community-wide throughout the state of New Jersey and nationally. It also helps us to offset some of the operating expenses associated with having such a large school and parish family. It's a kickoff event to the summer. Everyone looks forward to it. We, you know, once again, will be running from June 20th through the 24th. We have a lot in store. We look forward to people coming back. You know, the past several years, we've had attendance of over 30,000 people over a five-day period. So each year it grows more, and the challenges have just become so much more fun.
Well, you know, hosting 30,000 people in 5 days, there can't be any little hiccups to that. And you're a pro, of course, at organizing the festival and this fundraiser. So I want to give a little nudge to our Hunterdon County listening audience and those in the surrounding areas that can make it to Annandale, where this festival takes place, because it's really important to be able to support some of the activities that happen in and around our county and our area. It's really vital to the health of our economy and to the community as well. Immaculate Conception Parish does support many different programs we can talk about today, but there is just a push just to show up, to go out, to enjoy, embrace, and evolve into some of the wonderful opportunities that are presented just by nature of being in this county. So we should perhaps give the address of the festival.
Okay, it takes place at 316 Old Allerton Road in Annandale. We are easily accessed off of Route 78, Route 22, and Route 31. It's the big church that sits up on the hill. We welcome everyone. It is a great, wholesome family event. There's something for all to do from, you know, we say from 2 to 100, because there really are many activities involved. We have rides, games, you know, a great food court. We're proud and happy to welcome back some of our outside vendors. We have All Shucks Roasted Corn.
That's a big hit. Everyone is always online for the corn. And we should say that the kickoff date, June 20th, is the date that you also have fireworks from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Correct.
And that is a really fun night to get to. It is the church, as you mentioned, that is very visible. The large, is that a steeple? What mm-hmm. would that be considered?
Yes,
a steeple?
It's a steeple, yes.
Look at that. I love when I know the things I'm supposed to know. Such a rare occasion, and to be able to do it on the radio live is a special treat. So the steeple, if anyone has passed 31 going from Flemington to Clinton or vice versa, really, you can see that steeple, and people always wonder what is on there. So the amazing, there's a lot of amazing things about the festival. I've been fortunate to be able to go on a number of occasions. So first I want to say, when you say ages 2 to 100, and certainly before 2 is even fun. Those kids love to hear the noise and the people smiling. But I want to mention how you're inclusive for all, because if there are some special needs, you do have volunteers that help to get people up to the parish festival
we do.
From the parking lot.
Yes, we do. And we do make special accommodations and provisions as long as we're aware well enough in advance to accommodate special needs. We want everyone to feel part of this event. There is truly something for everyone, you know, from rides to food to games. There is something, you know, for people to enjoy. Our entertainment tent is constantly booming. You know, the stage is full. We have something that would appeal to most.
I know in the past, and I don't know if it's this way this year as well, but the most amazing thing is that there is no parking fee.
There is. The only nights that we have a parking, a suggested donation of $2, are on Wednesday and Saturday.
So people don't expect.
But there's no
there
admission.
To be.
No.
Okay.
No admission fees. No parking fees. Other than those two nights.
That's
that we do.
Very, very rare. Usually it's, you know, $5, $10 mm-hmm. Just to park. Sometimes it's $20.
I know. No, we want it to be welcoming. We just want people to come and enjoy.
Well, they certainly can enjoy. There are so many things I want to dig apart here. So okay. We have the fireworks not only on the 20th, but as you mentioned, also on the 23rd. That is also a fireworks night. Usually there's one night, but to have two nights, that's just amazing. So if you know July 4th, a lot of towns have canceled their fireworks for July 4th. I know where I used to go to celebrate July 4th, the town no longer provides the fireworks. They're so expensive. Mm-hmm. So you have this on two different nights. I want to mention that. And then I want to dig in parking, suggested donation of $2 on two nights, which is amazing, but I do want to dig in to the food a little bit. We mentioned the corn on the cob. Okay. We
talked about the corn on the cob. I know one of your favorites is the funnel cake.
Or Zeppoli.
Or
see,
the Zeppoli.
I'm really a Zeppoli.
We got you. Okay. So funnel, we have Zeppoli.
Funnel cake is not for people who grew up in northern New Jersey. Those would be Zeppolis.
Correct.
So
yeah.
When I, you know, typically go to a festival, and really I do try not to eat fried dough, I will say, however.
It's hard to resist.
It is. And then usually you go, oh, they only have funnel cake. Well, I could turn my nose up on that. But you actually have both.
We have both. Plus, we have fried Oreos. So they are in a batter, fried dough, immersed and powdered, you know, with sugar like crazy. You can feel the enamel coming off your teeth as you talk about it. But delicious.
Delicious. And it's a, you know, a just a few day festival, so if we're not eating that every night, mm-hmm. Moderation is the key to everything. And then, of course, you do have the typical festival type foods: hamburgers, hot dogs, sausage and peppers.
Mm-hmm. We have that. We have a pig roast on Friday night. It has become so popular that, you know, we've got people lining up before we're even open for the pig roast. It's really awesome. But people just really come from near and far for the pig. We also have our Oriental Barbecue returning, and they do eat beef, pork, or chicken on skewers. They're marinated and they're barbecued over charcoal.
I think I had the chicken one.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, very, very delicious.
It is.
And you can find healthy food, because I think I had that last time.
We do. We have grilled chicken. We have a tomato and mozzarella salad. We have a couple of healthy options.
I definitely hit that tomato and mozzarella salad. It was delicious. So there are definitely some healthy options, but you don't need to have healthy options because you can have fried Oreos.
Mm-hmm. You can.
And that really is, there's nothing like the taste of summer than festival food and the smells and the sounds and all the activity that happens with the festival. I think we have to do a commercial break. You know, I always say it, and it's true, radio time just goes so quickly. But we'll be back with Laura. We'll be talking more about this festival, and we'll make sure to let you know how you can be part of it this year.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We're back in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, speaking with Laura Vitale today about the Immaculate Conception Parish Festival, which runs June 20th to 24, with some firework nights on the 20th as well as on June 23rd. We were just talking about all the great food that is offered through the festival that you can pick and choose which options you might like. And in addition to that, I know there's an entertainment. There's different entertainment. I know that you usually have different bands, some that are local that come. I don't know if you want to share any bands or entertainment that you have already lined up.
I could, most definitely. We are so fortunate to have such a great lineup every year. I have to tell you, we usually get to a wait list point by mid-January with bands that have, you know, offered to come and play on our stage. So we open up Wednesday night with the Brass Roots. On Thursday, we have Destination Home. On Friday, we have the Total Voice Project, as well as 78 West Jazz Band. Saturday, to get everybody primed for the big fireworks show, we have the Drive and the Baseboards. And on Sunday, our second wristband day, we close out with Colburn and Company and Grasping at Straws.
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah. I'll try to see if I can get those band names and get any of their Facebook feeds onto our page so people can take a look if there's a certain sound that they might like. They may want to attend the festival on that day. I know just listening to live music is such a draw for people. It just really, especially in that open type atmosphere.
Absolutely.
You don't need a seat. Now, do people bring lawn chairs or folding chairs?
Actually, we have it all set up. So we have tables and chairs so people can grab their food and just go and sit under the entertainment tent. We also have an adult beverage section that people can stop and bring their beverages with them and sit and enjoy the music. Many people stay under there to watch the fireworks, but we also have those that bring a blanket or lawn chairs to watch the fireworks shows on Wednesday and Saturday.
And I know for myself, I always like to know what the days are. So the program opens, the festival opens on Wednesday the 20th.
Correct.
Yeah. And then it closes on the 24th, which is Sunday.
Sunday, and we close out with our raffles. We do many raffles. We have a tricky tray that takes place over the 5 days. People are, you know, looking at our beautiful baskets that are assembled by a group of volunteers. People are dropping tickets in, and we're calling those numbers, and then we do our other raffles. We have a Pick Your Lucky Day raffle this year that seems to be quite popular, so we're hoping for good things with that, as well as our Super 50-50, which, you know, over the past month or so, we've been selling those raffle tickets, and 4 people get awarded some nice prize money, so we look forward to seeing, you know, the winners and hearing from them, and usually there's a great story behind everyone who wins, so...
Oh, we like those stories.
Yes. It's very humbling, I will say. It's very humbling to see.
And so you can get tickets at any time throughout mm-hmm. the festival,
yes.
and then when it wraps up at 9 p.m. on the 24th, that's when the winners will be announced.
Yes.
Okay, no matter what the weather's like, the food is available in a tented area.
Correct. We have, unless it's something that we've been told that we need to close down for.
Like a tornado.
Exactly. The food tent is always open. We do have a hotline number as well as a festival webpage that people can visit in case of a closure.
Excellent. And so I know sometimes it's very, very hot during the festival, but this year... I guess I would welcome the warmer weather and
yes.
so that we can all feel a little bit more like summer. 71 for the high today is really setting me off. Like, you know, it should be a little bit warmer, not quite as breezy, but I'll take it. They are perfect conditions. But when we're talking about a summer festival, we do love to have the warmer weather and people needing to get their beverages.
Absolutely. And my ice cream tent would really like a little bit warmer weather. We just, you know, we take what we get, obviously. We have no choice in that. That's one thing we can't control and plan for. But we do our best with it. But summer has to come.
Now tell me about this ice cream tent.
We have sorbets. We have many different flavors of ice cream, as well as novelty and Italian ice. We also do root beer floats out of that. Another dessert item that we're happy to have back is Madalena's Cheesecake. They are joining us once again this year. It's a very, very popular vendor that we've, you know, been blessed to have on our property selling their wonderful cheesecake, frozen cheesecake, chocolate-dipped frozen cheesecake, and apple pie a la mode. So there's some really good things that lend themselves to summer.
Laura, you're killing us here
I
in the
know.
Studio.
I know.
She is killing it here. Ice cream, sorbet, I mean, come on.
Diets can start on Monday the 25th.
Zeppelis, this is amazing to have all this. Usually you have to travel far and wide to have that kind of selection. And the rides. All right, so I am not a big ride person. The rides are a little scary once in a while. You know, every day I do try to do something that scares me. So you might see me pop on a ride just to terrify myself. But kids just go crazy for these rides.
Absolutely, they do. They do. It makes it all worth it. You know, this is a full year of planning on our committee's part. And when you get to the wire, sometimes, you know, tensions are running high, nerves are really shot, and then that first ride goes and you hear the squeals of the little ones and you looking at each other and you're like, yes, that's what we do it for the children. So we, over the past couple of years, with some great knowledge from historical perspective, have created a little kiddie section where children maybe 10 years and younger can enjoy the rides that are more geared to their age group. And they have their own little section, and we have sand art over there and face painting. It's perfect for them. And then we have the thrill rides for our older kids. And they, you know, backed by popular demand is always the zipper. We really don't know all of the rides that are coming, but we, you know that it'll be fun. Bumper cars will be back, as they've been probably the last, I would say, we've been running 17 years, so I think we've had the bumper cars 15 years of that. But it's all for the kids.
That is amazing. Now, we always like to delve a little bit deeper over here. So tell me about the committee. This is a year-long effort. Do you have a small committee, a large committee, committees within committees? What's the structure?
Okay, so the event itself is staffed by about 1,000 volunteers over the 5 days. We have many shifts. We've got it down to a science. We have online sign-ups. But each subcommittee has a chair, and I will tell you, I am fortunate enough to say that probably 85% of our committee has been with us since its inception, since the event's inception 17 years ago. So we have sub-leaders. My husband and myself have been the chairs of this event since we began, and we have been quite fortunate and so blessed to have, you know, a devoted and dedicated group of people who help us spearhead it, because without them, we are nothing. We always say many hands make light work, and it truly does ease the burden on us to have these people. So we have, you know, a group that handles the food portion. We have a group that handles the games portion. We have a group that handles the tricky tray, the ice cream, the funnel cake, the zeppoli, the clam bar that we have, the sand dart. We have people who are out soliciting for sponsorship and donations.
I know one of those people.
We have Barbara. I bet you, I know you do. And then we have those who are there, you know, overseeing the raffles and helping just to make sure that the grounds are meticulously maintained. We take great pride in that, in the maintenance of the grounds. And first and foremost, as with any event, safety.
And we want to give a shout out to the local first responders.
Absolutely. I cannot, you know, thank them enough. We would be nowhere without the Clinton Township Police Department, the Annandale Hose Company, the Clinton EMS, the Hunterdon County Sheriff's Office, the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office, and the Hunterdon County Office of Emergency Management. They have been, you know, a very integral part in this event and keeping us safe and keeping, you know, everything running smoothly. You know, the goal is always to have a flawless event, safely driven, you know, injury-free, incident-free, and without them, we couldn't do it. So we are very, very fortunate to have them, you know, supporting us and being a part of this with us.
Big shout out to those first responders.
Absolutely.
Because they do a lot with the planning as well as your committee.
Yes.
To make this event go very well. And I wonder if you still need volunteers, and
if you do,
what kind of volunteer activities can you sign up for at this point?
So we have a webpage. It's icfestival.org. And if you click on the link, they'll show you volunteers. You just click on the volunteer link, and there's many areas. We have everything broken down. We have volunteer opportunities for the younger people, and they can look on there and see where they can help us. Many of the high schools today require that students have service hours, so we're able to help facilitate that. And then, you know, if you just kind of scroll through, you pick an area that you like, no experience necessary, whether you want to be scooping ice cream or helping us to run a game or perhaps just cooking a burger, there's something for everyone. We also can use daily, you know, help setting up for the evening's activities as well as cleaning up at the end of the night. We have a group of people now working with us to set the grounds up, to prepare for next week. So it's a labor of love, but it does take a whole lot of people to make this event come off.
And I will right now post the website, and I believe you could probably do a two-hour shift, or you don't have to do 10 hours or
There's a little spot when you sign up for comments, and people can let us know if, you know, they've got some restrictions in their schedule and, you know, hey, we can only work 2 hours. We are just happy to have you.
I know. I should probably look at that and see if I could give you some time.
We would be grateful.
Right. We'll see what we can do on that. And really, if you're thinking about going anyway, why not just add 2 hours to the time that you are going to spend there and do a volunteer shift? And that way you can support such a great thing. Listen to the laughter of the children and their squealing screams of joy as they go on those rides. And those scents are amazing, to be able to take that all in and all the people. And because the area is so spread out, you really don't get that sense of panic that you're, you know, there's so many people alongside of you, because it really is spread out where the rides are, where the food is. It's, you know, you're not walking for miles, but you don't feel claustrophobic.
Right. We sit on the property, the church's property is 54 acres, so it's pretty expansive. So things are laid out nicely, and as you said, we're not elbow to elbow.
So if someone wants to do a volunteer shift with me, just post it on Facebook and could take care of that. But please pick one of the fireworks night, or every night has Zeppeli. So there will be some Zeppeli sharing. I promise to share some. But let's try to support the community. And I also, when I was doing a little research about this before you came on air today, I noticed over the weekend there was an article for a scholarship, a teacher scholarship. Teachers were able to apply, and there was a teacher from the school, the Immaculate Conception School, that received a $5,000 scholarship, and I thought that was really neat. They were, maybe there were five or six recipients, and I think all but one were all from Hunterdon County, so I thought that was pretty neat.
It is pretty neat. Ms. Robin Bloom, one of our middle school math teachers, has applied historically for a grant through CenturyLink, and we are happy and proud to say that we were awarded a grant. Out of 5,000 applicants, 309 schools were recipients of a grant. It is for a STEM program, and ours is titled Lights, Camera, Action. So that money will definitely help offset some of the operating expenses that we have at the school, and help us to advance the STEM programs as they exist today. I mean, it's just, you know, curriculum is evolving constantly, and it's forever changing.
Especially in that field.
It is totally, yes. So we, you know, that money will go to good use. We look forward to seeing how the children are recipients of her efforts. But yes, we are proud that we were one of those recipients.
It's very exciting news. I had shared my less than exciting news, which is my niece was obtaining a private education through a Catholic school in a different diocese. And unfortunately, with just a few weeks left to the school year, the bishop announced the closing of her school. So it was really difficult to try to find another school for her that centers around the things and the mission that, you know, is important to her and for her learning. So really, I know this does help to support some aspects of the school. So it's a great way to, if you believe in that private Catholic education, it's a great way to add a little, put a little effort into supporting our only Catholic school in Hunterdon County.
It is. We are the first and only Hunterdon County Catholic school. And we do a great job with our children. We're very, you know, proud to say that our children, our students go on to wonderful four-year high schools, and we are, you know, now seeing and reaping the rewards of our alumni, because being such a young school, our alumni are also very young, but we have had students go on to some great, great you know, colleges, and they're getting back in touch with us and letting us know where they are. And one of the great things about the festival is those students come back. They come back to visit. They touch base. I'm like a dinosaur. I've been there since before the school was built. So touching base with these young people and young adults now, and some of them have started their own families, and they're bringing their children to the festival. So it's just been, it's great, but, you know, the proof is in it. The education for those children have paid off tenfold. We are fortunate to be able to offer the programs that we do. Our teachers are wonderful. They're nurturing. Their students are learning in a faith-based environment that has been chosen for them by their families. And we continue to foster in each child spiritual growth, academic excellence, and moral integrity. That is, you know, part of our mission statement. And we hold very true to that.
And I guess I just want to be the voice of reason and experience that we can't take for granted. If there's something that we believe in or something we think is important, we have to do what we can to support it, to promote it, because, as I said, St. Andrew's is now, this will be the last year. The kids will graduate in June, and that school will close up. Kids who have been together since preschool now won't graduate together. Kids are separated. And so if anyone believes in this type of education, thinks it's important for Hunterdon County, the more choices we have for the kids, the better our county is, because not everyone is a mainstream learner. Not everyone wants the public school experience. There can be special circumstances or needs or a better schedule or a location.
Right, right.
Drop-off times, and certainly it's available to people outside of the county as a resource, and it's nice to see those things happen. So, you know, this festival is one of the ways that supports that parish, which includes a school.
Yes, and we have a preschool program as well. I'm not sure that everybody's aware of that, but we take our children from 2 years on up. So it really is, I mean, it's just a way that we just cultivate the children into a family learning environment. You know, faith is important. Faith is, you know, first and foremost. But that nurturing and family aspect, we look at ourselves as an extension of the family when we welcome and bring those children into our fold.
Great. And so you can go on June 20th to June 24th to 316 Old Allerton Road in Annandale and experience the festival. We mentioned the pig roast. We mentioned some of the food, some of the entertainment, the rides. Those kids love those rides. Do you have, I know some of them are, you know, by name, there's usually a Ferris wheel.
There's a Ferris wheel. We don't have the final list yet, but, you know, stay tuned. We'll post that up on the website once we do. Generally, as I said, the zipper will be back. That's a fan favorite for sure. We have, there's a dragon train. We'll have two fun houses. We will have the Ferris wheel is, you know, huge, huge. If you've not been up to the festival, you need to just come to see how large this Ferris wheel is.
And it looks pretty cool at night when it's lit up.
Laser lit, and the colors, you know, change. It's very, it's just really on striking. But, you know, as I said, we don't have the final list of the rides. It's you know, kind of one of the big surprises at the end for us always. I do know bumper cars will be there. We're hoping that the carousel returns. It's one of the oldest carousels in the country. So we're always thrilled when we get to have that back with us. And then we can't forget about the games. You know, our game's a chance where children are able to play frog bog or, you know, do the water wheel race or the fat cat throw or the bowling or the shootout the star. There are so many fun things and fun ways for, you know, people to win prizes.
Sounds great. All right, we have to do a commercial. We'll be back in the studio with Laura Vitale to talk about the festival at the Immaculate Conception Parish.
She was pure like snowflakes, no one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause pain. Years go by.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back in the studio here, and we're going to segue right into the exciting sale piece that goes along with this festival.
So prior to the festival, the ride company that we work with, it's Majestic Midways, and they are a stellar operation. We are really grateful to have them each year with us. They offer us the opportunity to offer pre-sale ride tickets at a deeply discounted price. Those tickets are available by calling our parish office or stopping in to the parish office to purchase the tickets. Tickets are on sale until next Monday, the 18th, before we open the event. And as I said, it is a deeply discounted price. There are 25 tickets available for $20 a sheet. They can be used on any night at the event. And as I said, they really are deeply discounted. They're 25 tickets for $20, and they're available by contacting our parish office at 908-735-7319, and we will have them available until Monday, June 18th. We are not there on weekends, but we are selling them at church during, you know, after masses on, you know, Saturday evening and Sunday mornings.
Great, Laura. Thank you, Laura. Now, I know that this is available also because of the sponsorships that happen for this festival. Perhaps you'd like to mention some of the sponsor names?
I would. Our sponsorship is continually growing. We could not do what we do without their support, whether it be through in-kind donation or monetary support. Once again, this year, Hunterdon Healthcare has become is one of our bigger partners. They're supporting in our Super 50/50 raffle. They've been our raffle sponsor for the past several years. ShopRite of Hunterdon County has been an amazing supporter of the event, as well as, you know, Kern's Funeral Home, Fox Lumber, Van Doren Oil, I know I'm going to forget a ton of people. We've had a lot of local hair salons that have donated in-kind donations. Many of the merchants, both in Clinton and Flemington, Main Street merchants, give to us, such as Beyond Bijou, Attachments, Dora Restaurant, JJ Scoops, Just Chill, City Spot. I apologize to people who I may have forgotten. Alfresco's down here in Flemington has been, you know, a many-year supporter of the event, as well as Soul Mexican Cantina. Trying to think who else, because we've just had so many. We've partnered with Row Electric, helps us each year, you know, through their services. Get the event lit up and have a safe environment for everyone. We, you know, are so grateful and so thankful to the many supporters. And as I said, things are still coming in. I apologize if somebody's listening. I may have forgotten you, but I promise you will be up on our website, as well as constantly hearing shout-outs at the event for your generosity of both time and treasure.
That's great. And again, we're talking about the Immaculate Conception Parish Festival that kicks off on June 20th with fireworks. So that is some exciting stuff that we have going on. And we hope that everyone will take a look and see what's happening on Old Allerton Road from June 20th to June 24th. We still have a few minutes. So just to give an overview, this is the 17th annual festival. It's put on by volunteers that work year-round to make sure that all of the pieces of the festival, which includes safety first and foremost, cleanliness, the maintenance, the grounds, the vendors for food, the entertainment lineup, the various raffles and licenses needed to earn and solicit funding, the different games that the children love to ride on and scream their heads off when they're on said games, right? And then, of course, the fireworks and the pig roast, which is on June 22nd.
Correct. And on June 21st and June 24th, those are wristband days and night. What that is, you know, you pay one price to ride the rides for the duration of that evening or that day. It's fun, it's crowded, but it's wonderful.
Well, it is a good time, and hopefully this will bring some summer-like weather to our area. Again, we hit a high of 71 today, so not exactly June-type weather that we typically think of here in New Jersey, but we know sooner or later we're going to be in a heat wave, and everyone's going to say, it was so nice in the beginning of June. It was only 70. Where is that weather now? So we want to mention, if it is raining, that the food tents will still be operational because they're in a tented area. So unless there's some crazy mass weather storm moving through the area, which it looks like a quiet weather for the next few weeks, we should be okay. Although those crazy thunderstorms, they come out of nowhere sometimes with the flash flooding. So we want to say, if it is raining a little bit, don't let it stop you. Come to the festival, enjoy some of the different foods. There are some great chicken kebabs you can have, along with Zeppelis and the funnel cake. The Zeppelis are never at festivals, so we love when they are there and there's a choice of that. I'm not sure if we're brave enough to go into the fried Oreo combination, but I know someone will, and we'd love to have someone call in again and let us know. We know that this is a tremendous amount of work, Laura, for you and your committee and your husband both chairing for many years, so I'm sure it's a labor of love.
It totally is a labor of love. It totally is. Our children, our family, are very much involved. When we started this event, my youngest was just an infant, and you know, he now is very much involved in the physical setup of the event, as are my other children. So, and you know, that's universal to our committee. Our committee's children have grown up with this event, and we have become more like a family. But it is a labor of love. It is for the community. It's a great community building event. We're happy to welcome everybody onto our grounds, and just as I said, it is a wholesome family event. There's something for everyone. You know, plenty of seating for those who really can't navigate the grounds as much, and just need to take a little bit of break. And there's shade, and you know, we just try to, you know, accommodate all needs.
Definitely a fun time. So you can still be part of this community by volunteering if you don't want to attend the festival only and would donate some of your time. You can look on the website, icfestival.org, or you can give a call over at 908-735-9564. That does just about wrap up our broadcast today on Hot 100, and I'd like to thank Laura for coming out. I was so excited when I saw the signs start to come out, and I said, oh, we have to see if we could book them on our show, because it's how we close out the school year, how we know that school is closed when there is an ICS festival happening, and we know summer and beach weather is in our future. So those are the things that make us happy, along with Zeppelies. So thanks everyone for listening. Do check out our Facebook page, which has some more information on the festival, and we'll be back in the studio next week. Have an outstanding week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
As we wind down the hours before President Trump will meet in Singapore with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the goal of the summit remains the same.
As the President said on Saturday, this is truly a mission of peace.
The FCC's repeal of net neutrality rules, which had required internet service providers to offer equal access to all web content, took effect today. One of the big concerns regarding this repeal was what would happen to folks in rural areas. Well, Ajit Pai joined Fox News to talk about that issue.
This is our number one issue, closing the digital divide. I come from rural Kansas, a part of the state that is too often on the wrong side of that divide. We're improving more satellite companies and wireless companies to innovate and invest. We're getting some of the fixed broadband companies to invest more in rural areas in particular. I'm really excited about the future. It's obviously not where we want it right now, but in the time to come, we're going to see better internet access for people, especially in rural areas.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The U.S. Supreme Court rules in a case regarding voter registration. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The High Court says states can purge inactive voters from the rolls. The ruling comes in an Ohio case involving the removal of people from voter rolls after they didn't cast ballots in elections for 2 years and for not returning warning notices about it. The High Court's conservative majority prevailing in the 5-4 ruling, Ohio has purged thousands of people from its voting rolls in recent years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tyson's Food has recalled just over 3,100 pounds of frozen chicken after the company discovered it may have been contaminated by pieces of blue and clear soft plastic. The recall applies to 12-pound boxes featuring 3-pound bags of uncooked, breaded, original chicken tenderloins. The chicken was sold to restaurants across the country. And a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up just over 50 points on the day. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.